सूत्रधार में सुनते हैं पंचतंत्र की कहानियां। अर्थस्योपार्जनम कृत्वा नैव भोगम समश्नुते अरण्यम महदासाद्य मूढ़ सोमिलोको यथा।
टेलर्स मनी, दैट इज सम पीपल अर्न मनी बट दे आर नॉट एबल टू यूज इट। Somilak also reached the forest, but he could not take any advantage of it. A tailor named Somilak, who lived in a town, was a respected and well-known artist. He used to stitch fine clothes for the kings, but still he could not earn as much money as ordinary tailors. Distressed by his financial condition, one day Somilak said to his wife, "Dear, what kind of game is being played by God that even ordinary weavers earn more than me? I think maybe this place is not right for me. So I want to try my luck by going to some other place." Somilak's wife said, "You are not right to think like this. Even if you go to Meru Parvat, even if you start living in the desert, wherever you go, if you do not use the money you have accumulated, then the money earned will also go away. That's why I say you keep doing your business by staying here." The artisan said, "Dear, I do not agree with your view. Anyone can change their destiny by working hard. That's why I will definitely go to another place." Thinking of this, Somilak went to another city and started working efficiently, and in no time, he earned 300 gold coins. Then he took those gold coins and went towards his house. As the sun was setting, he slept on a tree branch to avoid wild animals. In the middle of the night, he heard two people known as Bhagya and Purusharth speak. Bhagya said to Purusharth, "When you know that not much money has been written in the fate of this tailor, then why did you give him 300 gold coins?" Purusharth replied, "I had to give him the fruits of his labor. The rest is up to you." On hearing this, the tailor woke up and took his bag, which was by then empty. Seeing this, he started crying. Not considering it appropriate to go home empty-handed, he again returned to his work and started working hard again. Having collected 500 gold coins in a year, he again went to his home one day. This time, even after sunset, he did not think it proper to stop or sleep and kept on moving. But this time, he heard two men saying to each other on the dark road, "You again gave him so much money, even though you know that his fortune is not more than food and water?" The other replied, "I had to give him the fruits of his labor. Now it is up to you." On hearing this conversation, the tailor looked at his bag and found it empty. He started crying by beating his head. Seeing his condition, Bhagya told the tailor, "You go to Vardhamanpur city and go there to meet two Banyas, Guptadhan and Upyuktadhan. After studying the condition of both of them, tell me what you want to be. I will fulfill your wish immediately." After saying this, Bhagya disappeared from there. A puzzled Somilak reached Vardhamanpur in the evening. He was very tired, but still managed to reach the house of Guptadhan. Guptadhan was scolded by his wife and son for bringing Somilak home. They treated him badly and gave him some food as a guest. As Somilak went to sleep after having his meal, he heard two men talking to each other. One said, "Why did you destroy the wealth of Banya by giving food to Somilak?" Another said, I had to give Somilak the fruits of his labor. Now you are free to do your task. The next morning, as soon as Somilak got up, he saw that the house owner had become a victim of cholera. That day the kitchen was kept closed and Somilak had to starve. The next day, when he reached the house of Upyuktadhan, he was welcomed there by getting food, etc. After eating and drinking at night, Somilak heard the conversation of two men there too. One said, How to reward this person who shows so much affection towards the guest, who uses his wealth properly and spends his money with an open heart? To this, the other replied,
It is my job to take care of it. You take care of your work.
Waking up early in the morning, Somilak saw that the king, being pleased with the good deeds of Upyuktadhan, sent a lot of money to him as a reward. On this, Somilak thought,
This Upyuktadhan is much better than the Guptadhan, who is attached with money.
In this way, Somilak realized the importance of consuming wealth and went back to his city. Lesson: We saw in the story how Somilak used to work hard to earn money, but his money would disappear again and again because he never spent his money. But when Somilak goes to Vardhamanpur and meets Upyuktadhan and Guptadhan, then he understands the importance of using the money and realizes his mistake. That is why it is said that the proper use of wealth is to spend it in one's livelihood. It is wise to spend money when it is needed. It is foolish to be a miser.